Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And to get our standard little statement out front out, the guest call-in number, if you're in the LA area, is 424-258-9337. And for everywhere else in the world and in the country, and especially for those right here in the beautiful, oh, thank goodness, we got a little bit of rain, Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kino will be having the chat room open. So if you want to log in, say hi to her, and post any questions, comments, or concerns, you can do so, and she'll make sure that they get to me. So we are heading into my favorite, absolutely favorite season of the year, which is coming into fall. And really, it's that time for me. I have so many wonderful memories of hearth and home and my mother's wonderful cooking and smelling it on those cold, overcast days. And as we look at the fact that the seasons are constantly changing, everything is constantly changing, our ability to adapt to change can be a really, really important piece of, as we say in our intro, finding balance in an unbalanced world. There's a lot of things that we have no control over. And while positive thought and manifestation and prayer and all of these other pieces can come in and be a part of what happens in our personal universe, bottom line, sometimes there's just stuff that happens because it happens. And sometimes that's really great, wonderful, and other times it can be really hard. And it can really take away our ability to feel safe, or maybe it takes away your ability to trust, or maybe you just feel like it takes away your ability to be happy. So since we live in a fundamentally unbalanced world, and I don't say that as a bad thing, it's just that there's constantly things to take into consideration. And keeping, you know, that in mind, the idea that there is a lot we can do to find balance in the situation. As the saying goes, you cannot control what happens, but you can control how you respond to it. So today, I'd like to kind of focus on some tools that we can all be able to tap into at those times when we're not feeling like we're in alignment with our world, or that our world is definitely not in alignment with us. So first off is take a breath. Take a moment. When something comes into your life, whether it's an event, whether it's a person, whether it's an opportunity, whether it's a sudden, you know, really bad thing that happens, before you do anything, take a moment and take a breath. Breathe in and let it go and just focus on, okay, something has happened. Take away the story around it, and I know it's really hard depending on what it is, but you can take that moment to separate from the event just for a second and recognize it as an event. Something just happened. And as a chiropractor, one of the things that I often encounter that people have just happened is an accident. You know, how many of us have been in a little fender bender? When it happens, often the first response is, I cannot believe this happened. And depending on whether or not you were at fault or the other person was at fault. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't notice that person, or I can't believe they didn't notice me. Now, we all know about road rage, the response that someone has when, you know, somebody else is not being a courteous driver. This is amplified in a moment of a, you know, the type of thing where, you know, it's just like a little bump, or maybe you're at a stoplight and the person behind you didn't realize the light was still red, for whatever reason. I was in a situation where I was sitting in absolutely crowded commuter traffic, and the person who was behind me just came up and bumped into me. He didn't realize that all the traffic ahead of us was stopped. So I pulled over, and he pulled over, which, I mean, if something like that happens, please pull over. It's not about, okay, I'm panicking, because, see, that's a part of that initial reaction. Take a breath, go, okay, what do I need to do right now? Some people just take off. Well, this young man didn't. Then he got out of his car, and he was devastated and upset and making sure that, you know, he that I wasn't damaged. So it really took a lot of my, what the heck were you thinking, when he came out and he was tremendously contrite and very apologetic. And so what that did, that shifted me out of, wow, I cannot believe you weren't paying attention, to, okay, you're all right, I'm all right, you know, let's just look at the damage. So as you think about your first reaction when something comes up, you know, if it's a fender bender, take a moment and breathe. First, okay, am I hurt? You know, think about that. Is anyone in the car with you hurt? If it's just like a little nudge from somewhere, all right. So what do I need to do now? What is the next thing to do? Go with it, pull off to the side, and, you know, assess. See, that's where most people can shift into a place of empowerment. When something happens, take a moment to breathe, and then assess the situation. Take a look at what's going on. Take a look at, you know, okay, this is what we've got to work with. Don't fall into story. And what I mean by falling into story is trying to decide what it means. Oh, my gosh, that person hit me. They must not be respecting me. They're a jerk. They're this. They're that. And, or, wow, you know, I'm being punished by the universe for something, and I don't deserve this, or maybe I think I do deserve it. You know, all of those weird little stories that come up. Go with what is, because often that can be tricky enough to manage. It only makes it more complicated when we add judgment to the situation. So first, breathe and take a moment. Second, assess, and assess based on what someone does not return a phone call that you're really expecting and you're really looking for. You know, maybe they've got some information on a business transaction, or, you know, the health and well-being of someone you care about, and they don't call when you expect them to call. When they call up, or if you call them up, say, hey, you know, what happened? I need to know this. It's not about, this person didn't call me, they don't care about me, I'm mad at them, they're my enemy, I can't trust them. You know, that goes into way more than what needs to be dealt with right in that moment. Do your best to go, okay, I know that the person did not call me. Let me either A, call them, or B, I will continue to wait for a while, then I will call them. The sooner, if you realize, okay, they were supposed to contact me at a particular time, and it's now an hour past that, if you keep waiting, all it's going to do is stir you up. All it's going to do is allow, you know, those little critical voices inside your mind to go, see, they don't appreciate us. They don't like us. They don't care about us. Allow yourself to just relax with it. It doesn't have to mean anything. Maybe it means their cell phone died and they couldn't get to a phone. And normally the person will probably say, you know what, I am so sorry, I tried to reach you, but I had no reception where I was. And then you go, oh, okay, well, you know, then you get the information that you need. The world is not going to be balanced for you. I really wish it worked out that way. It's up to us to adapt to be able to find that balance. And I don't say that because I think it's an easy thing. I don't say that because it is, you know, hey, you know, just do whatever you want and, you know, be in that space and, you know, the universe is going to align with me. I am a firm believer in the power of positive thought. I'm also a firm believer in the power of prayer. And I know that sometimes the answer to a prayer is no. My mother told me when I was very young that God answers prayers in three different ways. One, no, because what you're asking for is not really what you need, and I have something better in mind for you. Answer number two is yes, but not now. There are certain things that you are going to benefit from by delaying receiving this that is going to allow you to grow in a better way. Answer number three is, I thought you'd never ask. So, you know, with that, I do believe that thought and prayer and positive affirmations and all of those have tremendous value. And remember, sometimes the answer is no. It's not because you're not worthy. It's not because you don't deserve it. It's not because, you know, you don't need it or that the universe thinks you don't need it. It's just, it's not what's right for you in that moment. And sometimes getting that no answer can be really, really hard. And it makes us think, maybe the universe is against me. Maybe I'm not meant to be successful. And all these other stories, all that is a story. It is not what you really are about. It's not who you really are. It's not a measure of your worth in the universe. We all have things that we would really, really love. And depending on whether or not it's something we really, really need in that moment, that becomes a different question. Not being too thrown off by the things that happen is by studying what is your attachment. Where are your attachments? What part of this story do you think that it should just happen? Because when we look at our attachments, when we look at wanting the happily ever after, wanting the victorious, you know, last minute Hollywood like, you know, winning moment where the good guys always win and the bad guys always get caught. Sometimes the world doesn't work that way. Sometimes the only win that the good guys have is that they know that they stayed in integrity. Sometimes it's really hard to think that the bad guys might win. And even if it's something that, you know what, down the line, everything ultimately comes into balance. I'm a firm believer in that. That if a person goes out of their way to be hurtful, if a person goes out of their way to be manipulative, if a person goes out of their way to create dissonance and disruption instead of resonance and harmony, then ultimately it all gets, you know, it will catch up with them. Let's just say that. Now, does it catch up with them when you necessarily want it to catch up with them? Maybe not. And there is a balance to everything. Out in the world is ultimately what we get back. And whether anybody notices it or not, there is something that will come in. There is something that will be there. And sometimes you have to look for that benefit in those quiet moments. And by being able to just accept, okay, things are going to happen. Some of them I'm going to like, some of them I'm not going to like, and I'm not going to attach a meaning to either one. It's sort of like when you're on a diet, and I've done this many times, where you get on the scale day one, okay, I'm motivated. Then you get on the scale day two, all right, you know, I lost a half a pound. Then maybe on day three, you lost 2 pounds. Then maybe on day four, you gain a half a pound. And maybe day five, you gain 4 pounds. When you gauge how you are going to feel about yourself based on what number that scale stops on, that can be a very difficult way to move through life. And this type of scenario plays out in a lot of different ways, where if one little thing happens, it sets off a sequence of events that will either confirm that the universe likes you or confirm in your own mind that the universe doesn't. Wow, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And so it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The numbers on the scale mean nothing. At least they mean nothing except for what value each individual person gives it. How someone speaks to you means nothing except for whatever it is you want to say it means. Somebody may snap at you for no reason just because they're having a bad day, or maybe they just found out a loved one is dying, or maybe they're just kind of a jerky, mean-spirited person. If something happens, you don't know which one of those, or more than likely, you don't know which one of those is happening. If the person is just generally a jerk, it's like, well, they're a jerk. Why should I, you know, put any value in that? But if you take it personally, well, they're being a jerk to me. So you have choices. Either you can go up to them and say, you know what? Hey, you know, what's going on? Did I offend you in some way? Because there really seems to be kind of an issue here. Or you could go, my gosh, they disrespected me and everybody disrespects me and I get treated so bad, and you storm off and then you, you know, take it out on the nearest person that, you know, that you have to you without really addressing the problem. All you're doing is releasing contagious, cranky energy. And you release it on somebody else, they're going to release it on somebody else, and a whole series of days get ruined. And all it does is create a whole bunch of people that by the end of the day are going, ugh, I had the worst day. And taking that exact same scenario, one person does an act of kindness completely out of the blue for somebody else. And then that person feels kind of better. They feel pretty good. And maybe they compliment somebody walking by saying, wow, you've got a really great smile. And that person feels good about themselves. And that can carry over and over until you've got a whole group of people who at the end of the day are saying, wow, something really cool happened today. And I want to share it with you because it really made me feel good. It's sort of like when you go up to a toll booth. I don't have a lot of chances to go through toll booths, but whenever I do, I like to pay the toll for the person behind me. And they've done interviews with toll takers, and what they do is when that starts, they see how many cars, since you've already got the money anyway, how many cars will say, oh, well, this is for the car behind me. That is such a cool thing. That is an awesome thing. Because I looked up the last time I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw the woman who was driving having the lady next to her desperately look through her purse, and, you know, she's turning around and leaning back. And so I guess she just like, oh, my gosh, I don't have any change or I don't have the money. And so I paid it. And then, you know, as I take off, the woman catches up with me and everybody in the car is waving at me. And thank you. And it really is an amazing thing when you've had a chance to shift somebody's perception of the world. which even the smallest act can do that. It is the way we can help each other find balance in an unbalanced world. And when we take the time to take a breath, to assess, to decide what is the right act to get the outcome we want, and take the story out of it. Take out the part of what that particular event means or what we believe it means, and just be with it. Because a lot of aggravation can be taken out if we stop making it mean something in our world or what it means about us. So as you think about some of the events that have gone on in your life, or maybe even something that's happened today that created a reaction in you, either good or bad, it was a particular event. The relationship that that event has with who you are is up to you. Does it mean something about you? Probably not, but it can. If, you know, you walk around and 10 people tell you, wow, you're in a bad mood today, okay, maybe you need to take a look at the mood you're in. Maybe you need to, you know, not get defensive about, well, they're all picking on me and they're telling me I'm in a bad mood. It's like, well, maybe you are. It's important to own our own stuff, to own what it is that we're contributing to any given situation. Are we contributing to the imbalance of our world, or are we contributing to the imbalance of another world? It's good when we can count on one another for honesty, when we can have our friends and our family and our chosen family be there to help us when our perspective on what is balanced and what isn't may be a little bit off-centered. Make sure that you have people in your life that you can go to, at least one person in your life, that will always tell you the truth, even if it's the truth you don't want to hear. But they do it from a place of compassion, that you trust the person, no matter what it is they're telling you, that they're coming from a place of wanting what's best for you. And even then, go ahead and check in with yourself to see if it's right, to see if that's truly what the situation is. And if it's valid, okay, you got to own it. If it's not, then, you know, in all honesty, if it's not, then you let it go. And there's a reason that that person is there in your life. And there's a reason that if they're telling you, hey, there's something you need to pay attention to, or I noticed this, we need to talk. They're there because they care about you. And sometimes it is really difficult to separate our story from someone else's. And it's worth the try, and try, and try, and try again. You know, that's why they call it spiritual practice, because you're never totally 100% good at it. I mean, you're pretty good most of the time, and we all have those times when we're pretty good most of the time. And we also all have our less than higher self moments. Let it go. It's going to happen. What it is, the important part is that you learn from it. The important part is you own what it is that you need to own, and then set it aside. The event isn't the important thing. The lesson you learn from it is. And whatever it takes to help bring balance into your world, whether it's changing your diet, exercising more, receiving emotional or psychiatric help if you need it, if you're chronically depressed, reaching out and getting some help, that's an important piece. If there's a health issue that's been bothering you that you have not addressed because you're kind of scared of the results, stepping up with somebody who can help you find the strength to go and get that information, or you have them, you know, look stuff up. Trust them when they say, hey, you need to see somebody. If you believe something's wrong, there's a good chance that there probably is. Now, it could be a minor thing or it could be a major thing. Not long ago, I noted that somebody was going to Facebook for medical advice. They described their condition and basically left it open to other people to tell them what they should do. Okay, that's a way, and it's not a good one. Balance in our world starts with balance within ourselves. Balance of body, mind, and spirit, not just individually, but in harmony with one another. Any one of those being off creates imbalance in all of them. So take the time to really check in with yourself. You can become the eye of the storm, and you can even visualize that, that whatever's going on, you're in the center of it, and there's a space around you. And you can see it moving around you, but it's not touching you. And focusing on this visualization and make the area around you bigger and bigger and bigger so that that way you can look at it more objectively. So, my friends, breathe. Take a moment. Assess. View it from the place of what you know, not what you believe. Go with what's real, not the story. And when you need help, reach out for it. Allow others to help you balance your world as you help others do the same. So, good luck with that. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or would like to explore this a little bit deeper with me, please feel free to contact me. You can email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. You can also visit my website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. You can also friend me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter and all those other social media things. And really, if you would like to set up a one-on-one consultation, get in touch with me. I've worked with several people, and I've had just an amazing time assisting folks from all over the world. So if you are in another country, please still feel free to contact me. And we can set up an appointment. So, in the meantime, I wish you blessings, and I wish you balance. I wish you everything that you could possibly wish for yourself and more. And I really, really hope that each and every one of you take an opportunity to just appreciate the moment that you're in. Yes, lousy stuff happens, and it doesn't have to become a part of you if you don't choose it to be. If it's a hard time for you to be able to make that separation, then speak to someone who can help you. We live in an unbalanced world. That's its nature. It's always moving between balance and chaos. And do your best to be able to find that quiet place where the event doesn't define you. Your reaction to it does. So, everyone take care, and we'll be back next week. And after this show, I will be checking into the chat room. And so if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, then I will be there. And otherwise, as I said, we'll be back next Thursday. So I wish everyone a wonderful week and a mountain of blessings. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.